Welcome back one more time on Inside Agriculture. Well, it only happens once every 4 years. 1 week from today is Election Day. Many eyes are on the presidential election, and U.S. citizens aren't the only ones closely watching the presidential election. Other countries wondering who they will be dealing with for the next 4 years. Greg McBride, commodity broker with Allendale.
The real million-dollar question at this point, what happens in a week with the election? And we know that from what we've heard from the Trump side, if he wins, he is going right back into that tariff situation, trying to balance out trade with all of our trade partners, whether it's China, the EU, whoever. And tariffs are the road that he's chosen to go on. And we saw that before. If you look back at 18 and 19, the damage that did to prices, and that's got people a little bit scared. So you may see things where they try and get some of these purchases done ahead of that, maybe increase tariffs later on down the road. Don't hurt them as bad, but that is something to be watching. So this is definitely some kind of uncharted territory as we walk into this election.
Now, the livestock side isn't as concerned with the international trade implications of the presidential election. They are far more concerned with the domestic demand for protein. Despite the economic situation, consumer demand has remained high.
We started out the year with very good pork demand, and that's kind of waned off a little bit there for a while. It's come back a little bit, but the last couple of weeks haven't been so good. Beef demand just kind of plods along pretty well, but overall, domestic usage has been very good for bulls to go here. Now, that could change. Obviously, you could see something happen after this election. That's the big wild card over the next week and the next couple of months as we prepare for a brand new president, regardless of which side wins.
But it's a good thing if China is buying from us for whatever the reason is. And according to Christy Van On and Company, prices are rock bottom, dirt cheap.
Like majority of the Corn Belt is going to get 2 to 3 inches of rain over the next 10 days or so. And we just know how far that can go for these really dry soil conditions right now. I wish we were getting it, but it looks like it's really that diagonal line that's going to come through and hit most of Iowa, and maybe like southeast Minnesota might get some, but that diagonal line going up, anything west and northwest of that line isn't going to see much from moisture. But I just think that moisture on the way was probably the driving force to bring out some selling pressure. And to be honest, you really broke down some negative trade on the charts for soybeans. So you're really starting to see that weakness pop up, but you're really at some key support levels for some of these markets.
Christy Van On and Company. Hey, that's it for Inside Agriculture today. We'll be back tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.